Welcome back to Kingdom in the Chaos. I'm so glad you're here today because we're diving into something we all need. Joy in the middle of the mess. How to rejoice and gratitude. Life doesn't always slow down when we want it to. Our schedules stay packed, our to-do lists keep growing, and sometimes it feels like we're running on empty. But here's the good news. God doesn't wait for the chaos to end before he shows up. He's right here, right now, offering little glimpses of his presence and love if we just slow down enough to notice. Today's devotional is a reminder that joy isn't just a fleeting emotion. It is a powerful gift from God that grounds us in hope and steadies us when life feels overwhelming. So before we dive into the devotional, let's take a deep breath and center our hearts in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this new day that you have made. In the middle of deadlines, noise, and the weight of all we carry, help us not to miss the small ways you are showing up. Open our eyes to see your goodness in the ordinary and our hearts to rejoice, even in imperfect moments. Replace our weariness with gratitude and our heaviness with hope. Let your joy become our strength today, anchoring us in your presence, no matter what chaos surrounds us. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 118, 24 is our verse. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let's get real. Chaos can make every day feel heavy, make it feel rushed and relentless. The to-do lists pile up, deadlines loom, and it feels like there's never enough time or energy. Sometimes it's hard to even catch your breath, let alone notice anything beautiful around you. But even in the middle of all that noise, God is quietly showing up. In tiny, unexpected ways. It might be the gentle warmth of sunlight streaming through your window, the comforting aroma of your favorite cup of coffee, the joyful sound of a child's laughter, or those rare, precious moments of stillness where you simply breathe and rest. These are divine reminders that this is the day the Lord has made, filled with grace, even if it doesn't always feel like it. Choosing to rejoice in the chaos isn't about pretending everything is perfect or denying the hard parts. It's about training your heart to recognize the goodness God places right in front of you, even in the messy, imperfect moments. It's asking God to open your eyes and heart to everyday grace, those little fingerprints of his love scattered throughout your day. Joy isn't just a feeling. It's kingdom currency in the chaos. Those small blessings are like tiny deposits that add up. They shift your perspective and anchor your soul in hope and gratitude. So today, make it a practice to find at least 3 simple blessings you can thank God for. Maybe it's the taste of your morning coffee, a kind word from a friend, or a moment of quiet in the hustle. Let those ordinary moments be your anchor. Let them remind you that no matter how chaotic life feels, God's presence is real. His love is near. And joy can bloom right where you are. Jesus, help me see your presence in this ordinary day. I want to rejoice and be glad, even if life feels messy. Open my eyes to your little gifts and fill my heart with gratitude. Let those moments remind me of your faithfulness and love. In Jesus' name, amen. And what I want to leave you with today. Find and write down those three small things that reflect God's goodness or beauty. And then take a moment to praise Him for each one. Friend, I hope today's devotional reminded you that joy isn't about perfection. It's about perspective. Even in the middle of your busiest, hardest, messiest days, God is placing tiny fingerprints of His love all around you. Your job is simply to notice them, give thanks for them, and let them shift your heart toward hope. If today's episode encouraged you, would you take just a moment to share with a friend who might need some joy in their chaos too? Remember, the kingdom of God is breaking through, even here, even now, even in the chaos. Until next time, keep looking for the beauty in the everyday, and may God's peace and joy carry you through. This is Kingdom in the Chaos, and I'll see you tomorrow.